Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Well, now we have 8 plus 1 minus 1 is 8 still, right? Today it's February the 8th. It's true. You like that my math is very good, Jade, right?
I'm a little appalled that you're throwing numbers out.
Oh, you are? Really? I thought you were good at numbers, no?
No. Math is the one subject that I could never really get behind. It's very difficult for me.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's see. How can I do this? We could go to my spelling lesson for February and make sure that everybody gets the date right that way. February
I like that.
The 8th. Okay. It's Tuesday morning. Doug Steffen and Jay Kirshner with the latest on this GD, what in the, this Chinese spy balloon. Thank heavens, finally Biden made a decision to shoot it down. There are all kinds of hemming and hawing and what can we do and how do we do it. We don't want to upset the Chinese and we don't want it to land on somebody's house, so we better not do anything. And so on and on it went. Who knows what kind of information they picked up along the way, but finally the fact the thing was shot down and what pieces they're finding here and there, I don't think that's the big story. I think the big story is that the Americans shot the thing down over American territorial waters, and then the Chinese started bitching and complaining because we shot it down. What are they were complaining
about? Reaction.
International, whatever they said. It's just such crap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And these people have got a lot of.
It was also, there's that second one that was over Latin America over the weekend.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, I just don't, you know, why do we pay any attention? This is something, it kind of reminds me, I'm in Los Angeles and have been for the past 4 or 5 days getting my eyes redone. And so as I pay attention to local news, there are 5 local news channels here, and they all have led with something that isn't local. When you say you're doing local news, that would seem to me we'd want to know what was going on in Hollywood. We'd want to know what was going on the other side of the hill, down maybe in Burbank. We'd want to know what was going on in perhaps you go down as far. Well, you keep going down to San Diego, maybe. But the fact that the news media has taken this thing, as they often do, something that is national, and they keep heating the fire. They keep adding a flame. They keep throwing gasoline on it to the point where it becomes obnoxious. I may be the only one who complains about this, but I'm watching. I just keep flipping from one channel to another as I'm trying actually to see with my new eye in, and there are my new eyes at this point. And so, the issue probably isn't that the news media has made it kind of seem like an overcooked situation, because the issue really is the GD Chinese government and what they are doing and trying to get away with, and they think we're all stupid. Oh, it's just a weather balloon.
It's a weather balloon. Like they're not going to find out once gathering all the debris what it really was. But there's also the secondary conversation of that Biden apparently found out about this possibly last Tuesday, or even some reports are saying as far back
Monday.
As 2 weekends ago. There are other reports that the administration was aware of it much earlier. So did the administration know something before Biden knew? Is there a complete lack in national security or even the Central Information Commission, the way information is funneled? What is going on there?
Okay, so there's an answer to that, or probably a couple of answers to it. One of them is Biden is seen as a weakling, not only by most of the people in the country, but his own party. So they don't trust him to make decisions. They don't trust him to get out there and say things. They're always trying to recreate or address or apologize or say something to get around whatever it is that he says. So in this circumstance, Biden may or may not have been. We're not inside. Neither of us know. You're not there. I'm not there. But I can certainly make 2 and 2 come out to 4 with lack of candor. The current press secretary is an abomination, because most of the time she doesn't know what's going on either, it would seem. And beside the fact, I think she's kind of rude, but that's neither here nor there as to the information. The information that comes out, and this is just the latest example of it, from my perspective anyway, is it's a dollar, what do they say, a day late and a dollar short in terms of actual information, actual candor. What are we doing? Why are we doing it? How are we doing it? We should know, and we don't. It kind of falls into league, Jay, with all of these papers, you know, that have been found. Joe Biden's maybe he's got a Jaguar, too. His Corvette, and Trump's got him upstairs in the attic.
Docks.
And Pence has got him in his cellar, and who knows who else has got him wherever they are. So there's a big deal made out of that. Everything is contorted. Everything is distorted. Everything is out of focus.
Mm-hmm.
Again, sort of a brief reference to my eyes and what's going on. I find it obnoxious and annoying as an American taxpayer that we are being led down this road, and it's in concert with a lot of the public news media. So the Chinese are bad. The government is bad. I'll take a flyer on that. The Chinese people aren't bad, other than the ones that are in the government. But they're the ones that are trying to do whatever it is that they can do to make sure that they're in charge in 50 years or whatever it is. So, anyway, Doug Steffen and Jay Kirshner, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program for Tuesday. So enough on that. There's a very interesting headline in the South Florida papers about heroin and fentanyl. There's a new documentary that they're referring to that is a very stark reminder, Jay, that all of the opioid problems that we have and the crisis that many people who live in our country are involved, is because of the pharmaceutical industry itself.
Oh, yeah. So, addiction is real, and it typically starts with doctor-prescribed medication.
Right. Exactly. Yep. So there were a group of young men, apparently, who opened up some pain clinics in South Florida a number of years ago. Doctors invested in it. They were in league with the pharmaceutical companies, and they flooded that area of the country, and you could call their 800 line, or you could go online, and you could buy this stuff. If you were in pain, this was a pain medication. These people got huge the rewards financially for this, the jillions that were made, these guys all got rich. And then you look at the situation, doctors and people, you know, everybody says that a lot of this stuff is coming through the illegals that are coming into the country, not only in Florida, but more Texas and New Mexico and Arizona and California. Well, maybe to a point. But
exactly. It's not as simple as that.
You scratch your head wondering how this could actually take place in our country. There's a twin brothers, the guy's name is Chris and Jeff George, who were bodybuilders, and they became they got onto steroids, and you know that was great for them. But then they managed to find how to get other prescription drugs, and so they became the largest opioid pill mill in the country, the largest. The largest operation of its kind in the history of our country. The FBI is all over it now, charged them with thousands and thousands of deaths.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, the case connects these two guys with pain clinics, and then, you know, there were people from the FBI that were informants and working undercover, and the, you know, it seems almost absurd because it's so obvious what was going on. It started back in 2009, and the situation didn't start in Florida, it started in Kentucky. The investigation started when a local sheriff in Kentucky showed federal authorities pill bottles. When somebody died, they found pills in this person's house. And the prescription had come from a pharmacy that these two guys owned in South Florida.
So they basically caught red-handed. Well, and once upon a time, fortunately, things are getting a lot more strict, but it used to be that a lot of doctors would just so easily prescribe pain medication rather than treating illnesses. I can tell you from back in my early 20s that I would go to a doctor, and this was when I lived in L.A., I'd have strep throat, or I knew I had a sinus infection. I needed a Z-Pak. I needed actual medication, and they would ask me, well, do you want cough syrup with codeine? Or, okay, so do you just want some more pain medication? And I'm like, I can take over-the-counter stuff for that. I can take Motrin or Advil, what have you. I need actual prescription medication, not painkillers. And they just so willingly of like, all right, well, I'll just give you more pain medicine.
Yeah.
And
it's Why do you think the drug companies advertise as much as they do on television? Because people remember this stuff as it is attached to their malady. They go to the doctor, hey, saw this ad on TV. The doctor says, oh, yeah, okay, I'd give you a prescription for that. And that's what's going on.
Oh, look at the new thing, Ozempic, right now, which is supposed to be for your obesity.
Ozempic,
Exactly. People are using it for weight loss when they really don't need weight loss. There was somebody who commented about it in the news recently that it's basically an eating disorder in a needle, and that's not okay.
So what does the government do to fix this? We have no leadership, so you know, you think that somehow or other, do we need to get a citizens group? Do we need to have a lawsuit? What do we need to do?
They need to be audited in some way, shape, or form of how often are they giving these prescriptions out? Whom are they giving them to? And what do these people, that the patients, do they actually need this? Somebody needs to be hired on to go back and look at a lot of these things. And I know that might come across of, well, doctor-patient confidentiality. Well, make people sign something. We already have to sign HIPAA stuff at the beginning. We already have to sign confidentiality notices before we go see a doctor. So add that to the stuff. Let people know, hey, somebody else is going to be auditing this.
It's a great time for us to talk about Calitrin, which is the natural way to lose weight. A lot of people get hooked on these drugs, as Jay was just saying, because they want to lose weight. And you don't have to get hooked on drugs. You go to the website for Calitrin, which is toploss.com, to see how this program can be right for you. Non-toxic. It certainly is not habit-forming. It's got all natural ingredients, and boy, does it work. Check it all out at toploss.com. Calitrin is the name of the product. Use the discount code Doug for 4 months free and free shipping. That's Doug at toploss.com.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor is dropped at gorgeous.
Please, he's just another Ivy League educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR.
Stat.
Right away, doctor.
No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you're conniving, little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms. By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at babbel.com/DNC.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, you're starting to speak another language.
Babbel's lessons are voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right. If you want to learn a language, there's no better way than
Babbel.
Text radio to 64,000 to try Babbel for free. Text radio to 64,000.
Wendy's knows cold and soggy fries are the worst.
So soggy.
That's why we're serving up hot and crispy fries all day, every day.
And all night until close.
With natural cut potatoes, sea salted to perfection.
Show me that potato skin.
Wendy's hot and crispy aren't like other fries. We're your dream fry. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's hot and crispy fries.
Guaranteed to be hot and crispy. If yours aren't, bring them back and we'll replace them.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we...
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
After the hour now on the Tuesday Doug Staff and Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. We have celebrity news, a little gossip here and there, trending stories from social media. The social media boys and girls love the prince. They love his wife, Kate Middleton, and their rules for their children are the focus in one of the latest royal decrees, which we will get to after this here on Good Day. Doug Steffen here from MyPillow, announcing the great discounts on all MyPillow products. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Go to the Radio Listener Specials page and see where you can get deep discounts on mattress toppers from MyPillow. The towels we've talked about, there's so much more. Slippers, even dog beds, high-quality weighted blankets for the wintertime. You can get one and then get another one free when it comes to the sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You'll find all of your favorite products right there, and then you buy them very easily. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. I repeat that one, but so many of the other discounts are there right now. This is the best time of year to go into MyPillow.com. Enter the promo code DS. Great. MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
All right, so there's a royal decree, Jay, that's come from Prince William and his wife, Kate Middleton. This is a strict household order for the children. I think it's actually quite a good one, and everybody ought to listen to this because it ought to be done, and everybody should have this as a rule, right?
Yeah, this is awesome. This is one of those, the quote-unquote strict house rule is no shouting. Isn't that amazing? Let's all do this. And they have young kids, 9, 7, 4, their ages, and shouting is just off limits. If there is a quarrel between two of the children and one starts shouting, it's dealt with by removal. And it's not in a sense of, oh, go stand in a corner and think about what you've done, or go into the room and try to self-soothe or figure out your own.
Go into the closet and close the door.
They remove whoever is yelling, they remove them from the situation, and one of the parents, be it Kate or be it William, we'll sit down and have a conversation with them and figure out what is wrong, why what drove them to yelling, what are they feeling, and how to better approach the situation next time, and how to navigate the feelings. And I think that that's so great, because we think about it, kids and toddlers, sometimes that impulse, well, not sometimes, all the time, that impulse control does not exist. Their brain's not developed enough.
Right.
And who learns by being yelled at? I'm an adult, and if somebody's yelling at me, I can tell you right then and there, I am shutting down. I am, like, not learning anything in that moment.
Yep. Yeah. So shouting in their house means they get removed. They have three children, Prince George, Princess Charlotte, and Prince Louis. And all of them are working under the same rules. They're taken away from the scene, whatever the disruption is. They're talked to calmly by the parents. And then I wonder how they learned this. Is this the parenting demeanor that both Kate and William grew up around? I'm trying to, don't you wonder
it seems,
what
it
was like?
Princess Diana had more of a hands-on, calming approach to parenting, and Kate Middleton has been very vocal about how she was raised in her household, and it seemed like her parents raised them, she and her siblings, the exact same way.
Mm-hmm. One of the good things also with them, which I think is something that's incumbent on every parent, maybe I'm showing my own bias because both my children have been very creative with their children, as we were, Megan and Brendan's mother and father, i.e. me and my wife, were very important, even though we weren't married, to stress creativity, encourage them to spend time outdoors, to do arts and crafts, to read, and to stay away from those devices. And even at that time, when Brendan and Megan were growing up, it was the beginning of the craze, the online game thing that we didn't allow in our house either. So whether that's old school or whatever the heck it is, I think that it's neat, and I'm glad that they're sharing their, why not? Why shouldn't they share this technique?
Also, if you yell too much, then the kid shuts down to it and doesn't even pay attention, where you
they're
have
scared.
To yell in life or death situations.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, talking and listening, hugging and kissing are wonderful methods of communication. But you and your pet, let's face it, don't live on a desert island. There are plenty of other people, not to mention sights, sounds, experiences, and smells that are unfamiliar and could potentially be frightening to your dog or even your cat. You know, it's really important to socialize your pets. Whether or not you live in a city, for example, you live in a suburb, sooner or later, your pet may have to go to the city, get them used to the sounds. If you live near a firehouse, they have to get used to the sounds of the siren. You know, the most important thing besides educating your pet is spending time socializing your pet to the neighborhood and all the different sounds and smells, other dogs and people walking by. Very often I'm called in when a dog moves from the suburbs to the city because he can't deal with that change. Well, if you gradually introduce your dog to it, he'll be absolutely fine. The same thing holds true if you're having a baby. Socialize the dog to the sounds of a new baby before the baby comes. This way, if you spend the time socializing your pet, it'll make it a lot easier for him to understand what's going on. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The search continues for the Chinese spy balloon shot down by the U.S. military off the South Carolina coast. The U.S. Navy and Coast Guard are canvassing a 10-mile debris field in shallow waters, with the FBI on hand to start analyzing the wreckage. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on what we will do with the wreckage.
So that we can then exploit
what we recover and learn even more than we have learned.
Republicans are criticizing the president's reaction to the Chinese intrusion. Representative Mike Turner, chair of the House Intelligence Committee.
The president taking down over the Atlantic is sort of like the quarterback, sort of like tackling the quarterback after the game is over.
The death toll from the damaging earthquake and aftershocks that collapsed buildings as people slept in parts of Turkey and Syria is well into the thousands. Rescue teams searching the rubble of buildings raised by the magnitude 7.8 quake on Monday continue to find survivors on Tuesday. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Come join us. Doug Steffens, good day.
It's now 34 and change after the hour. This is the Doug Steffens Good Day program. Tuesday, February the 8th is upon us. Jay Kirshner and the Doug at your service and on your side with the story of a new mosquito repellent that works better than DEET. That's good, because DEET's not very safe, and it doesn't smell very good. So I'm guessing that this will smell good. Sounds, there's a commercial. Bob will understand this. I don't think you probably do, Jay, but here in Los Angeles, and maybe this has been copied around the rest of the country, you'll have to kind of put the pieces together yourself, but there's the Smell Good Plumber here, who's all over, advertises heavily on the radio here, the Smell Good Plumber. And so when I look at these the tidbits of information about this new mosquito repellent, I think this would be nice if the, because DEET, I have some, I've put it on out in the summertime at night especially, or I may put a little of it on Daisy. Doesn't smell very good. Anyway, so, but it has been
like
for a long...
And that's like the ingredient that actually works. People always say, especially with pregnant women when you're trying to avoid mosquito bites because of who knows what they're carrying, but yeah. They always say, use the repellent that includes DEET. And DEET is just awful.
Yeah. Ugh. Yakabunga. So anyway, this is one of the most studied insect repellents. It's been... for a long time used by all of us to get rid of mosquitoes, and so what do we do now? What's better? Well, apparently there's a combination of plant compounds that have proved more effective for a longer and less irritative application than DEET. The second most used mosquito repellent is something called Picardian. What is it called?
Picardian.
I never heard of it. I just have used the DEETs. But anyway, it's bad for you no matter what. Smells all
and
these.
That causes buzzes. Immune reactions. Yeah.
Right. So there are scientists in Italy that have worked on a number of these new ingredients, plant metabolites, they call them. These are compounds that give plants their health benefits, and so and from them come perfumes. The first thing I think of is lilac. I love when the lilacs come out in the springtime. One of my favorite times of the year. I wish the lilacs would last all year long. You have lilacs out in Ohio. You must have lilacs.
Yeah, they're great.
There, right? Yeah. Anyway.
They're good. I love the lavender. I like, eucalyptus. I mean, eucalyptus branches.
Blue. Billy
those man. Are amazing. Yeah, this seems like it's supposed to be really good. But do you know, I actually learned this weekend that baby oil is really good. If you're going to go out, just lather yourself up with baby oil. It creates
really?
Some kind of barrier that the mosquitoes, the smell they're drawn to in you, they can't smell it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I feel like that's worth a try, too.
You know, that's what's good about this program. Good day with Jay and Doug. There are items that we discuss that are helpful for you to understand about everyday things, the news and what's going on with this war in Ukraine, or what's going on with the balloon, or who's doing what to whom, but also some of these other practical things that'll be helpful to you. I believe that we present problems and then offer solutions. And one of the problems that we have every spring and summer and fall is putting this DEET on, which is not safe and it stinks. And we all know that. We've been told this for years and years and years. And there hasn't been any solution for that until now. So here we have this, but I don't think it's ready for prime time yet, is it? Are they out
selling
this thing?
Yeah, they're finally working on, and it should be out eventually, but it seems like it's going in the right direction at least.
Mm-hmm. So what do we do in the meantime? We have to continue to use DEET and this other thing, Picardian, whatever you call it.
Or try some of those other homeopathic remedies of baby oil or, I don't know, Vaseline. Don't we? I know it's Vaseline isn't cruelty-free, but... isn't that something that is a big barrier for skin? Like, it works on chapped lips and, what is it, eczema?
Yeah. I think
so
instead of that new drug. What's the drug we were talking the last half hour? If you want to go back to it, just go to gooddayshow.com where we run the program in a loop.
Ozempic.
Ozempic. So that's the stuff for your skin. Right? Is that supposed to take care of
a rash? Ozempic is the one. That's the weight loss.
So what's the one? Jardison or something like that that's around for rashes. And there's another one that gets advertised up the yin-yang.
What is that? There's Eucerin that's over-the-counter lotion.
I don't know. No, that's not. That's okay for you, I think. Eucerin is like the cream for your face, too, isn't it? I think it's supposed to be good
I think so.
It's a healing sort of thing. Yeah, but that's another idea. Frankly, thank you. That's another suggestion that you can use instead of buying all of this stuff that's bad for you. Go find stuff. Spend a little time. You don't want to... If you're not thinking about yourself and you have children or grandchildren, think about them and their future. The more stuff that we put on our body... remember, your skin is the biggest organ in your body. And the pores absorb absolutely everything they come in contact with, whether it's your sweat that goes back in after it comes out, whether it's sun, whatever that SP 50 is, that goes into your bloodstream as well.
Yeah, it goes on your body. It typically goes in your body. And what goes in your body can sometimes come out of your body. Look at anybody who eats too many cold cuts. You can smell that. That's coming out.
Really?
Comes out the pores. Comes out the pores.
Really? I didn't know that.
But
so if you have sausage or pepperoni or something, it comes out of
like
your, I guess, something
it,
I don't
it
eat meat.
You consume a lot. I mean, if you're eating a cold cut sandwich once or even twice a day, every single day for an extended period of time, yes, you smell like it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
They, like people who take garlic or eat garlic a lot. And it's they could brush their teeth all they want, and it might not be coming out of their breath. It's coming out of their pores. It seeps out.
Garlic. I hate that stuff. Actually, I quite like it. I had some. I broke down the other night when we were all out to dinner. I had Megan and Miles, and I were at dinner, and we went to this little Italian place on Pico. And so we ordered, I had gluten-free pasta with clams, and Miles had a little pepperoni pizza, and Megan had some kind of a chicken thing, and they brought us out garlic bread. And there's something that is so attractive about garlic bread until you eat it, and then it tastes good
garlic.
Going down, but after that, unga bunga.
Yeah.
All right, listening to Good Day, Doug Steffen, Jay Kirshner on the Tuesday program. So here's the story about what's going on with Putin and what's going on with the war in Ukraine. There's a retired U.S. military official who says that Ukraine has to cross Putin's red line. That is, this is Lieutenant General Ben Hodges, who says that as long as the Russians are in Crimea, and in they took over Crimea, remember a couple of years ago, 3, 4, 5 years ago? That's Cape Cod, basically. That's what the Crimea is. And all the oligarchs, all the big richies in Russia want to go down there, so they took it over. So now the Russians had a taste of that, and then, okay, let's take over the rest of the country because they have great, they have grain there, they have lots of natural resources there, so let's just take the whole thing. So this guy Hodges says that the Russians are not ever going to, they're not going to be beaten or admit that they were beaten until you go across the red line, if you will. The red line is the border between Ukraine and Russia, and it is also, you know, the fact that they're in Crimea, kind of that has separated that off, kind of like Alaska from the United States. You know, I think that's a good analogy. Or like the Chinese want to do with Taiwan. We want to take that over because it's on our soil or it's next to our soil or wherever, however you want to. The next phase of the war, as they continue to push the Russians out, they got to get them all the way out or they're never going to really solve the problem. That's what
he's saying. Ukraine is still on the defensive. They're still protecting what is theirs. They're not on the attack or they're not attacking any Russians. They are defending what is theirs. They are protecting themselves, and they're on the counterattack.
Okay, this week you've heard me talking about, actually last week you heard me start talking about it. I decided, I've been at this for 3 or 4 years. I started wearing glasses, and this is for everybody who wears glasses. I hope you can learn from my experience that I'll explain to you in the next couple, 3 minutes, the idea of getting new lenses put in into your cornea, into your pupil. The first time I started wearing glasses, I think it was 44, 45, and I had those little cheaters, the hundreds, and then 4 or 5 years later, I went to 150, and then 4 or 5 years later, I went to 200, and then 4 or 5 years later, I went to 250, and so it became silly when I got up to 400, and I couldn't see, and I was not driving well at night. I was at the point where it bothered me, and I couldn't get my license renewed last November until I got my eyes, something, either glasses or get my eyes fixed. So I got glasses so I could drive at night, but I don't like it, still don't like it. And so I've been talking to the last three or four years, to a fellow named Arthur Benjamin here in Los Angeles, who is probably the preeminent corneal surgeon in the country. He's done thousands of these, and so. But I wasn't convinced, or at least I didn't know that I wanted to go through it because I've heard some things that I didn't like. And so I finally decided to bite the bullet, if you will, and I had the first eye implant, if you will, corneal implant on Thursday of last week, and the second one yesterday, Monday morning, so that I can see. And it was amazing. The day after I had the first one done, I went into his office, and I could see every single thing on the chart that I haven't been able to see most of it for years. So I thought, wow, this is pretty good after the first day.
Awesome.
Imagine what it's going to be like when I get the other one fixed and be without glasses. And so we started talking about, and I think we'll do, I'm going to invite him on the program, and he can talk some, both here and on the Good Day Health programs, about healthy eyes. What's the key to keeping your eyes healthy? This is very important. You need to safeguard your eyes. I don't think I've been rough on my eyes, but, you know, I've been on the farm all my life, and maybe there's lots of sun exposure or whatever. If you're not taking
screens for work...
No, I don't wear. I used to wear sunglasses all the time, and then I stopped. And I don't really, honestly, Jay, remember why I stopped. But I know that if you want to slow down what is going on with your eyes, or cataract, you know, that kind of stuff that happens when you get into your 60s and beyond, you should be having plenty of vitamin A, vitamin D, biotin, iodine, chromium, zinc, selenium, and riboflavin. That's how you protect your aging eyes, amongst other things. There are a number of other things that have been developed by some of these really good doctors. I see my daughter and my son, and I both go to a fellow, I think I had him on the program last year, his name is Ryan Steibel. He's one of the other ones. I always get a kick out of these guys. He's the eye doctor, optometrist to the stars. Well, Benjamin told me who some of the people were that he's operated on, and he's not supposed to tell me who the live ones are, but he did say a couple of dead people, including one whose initials are MJ, that he fixed his eyes on any number of occasions. And so, okay, I figure I'm in fairly good hands. And that's not necessarily what you have to do, but you do have to make sure that you're taking the right things for your eye, you're protecting your eyes. There are lots of eye drops you can put in that I've learned about in the last two or three weeks. So the nutrients that it needs and the things if you're eating well and have a good healthy lifestyle, you're probably protecting your eyes in and of themselves. But if they get to a point where you got to do something about it, then I'm going to recommend that you do what I did. Get the corneal transplants and take the cataracts out. It's working. All right, we have 48 after here on Good Day.
Wendy's knows cold and soggy fries are the worst.
So soggy.
That's why we're serving up hot and crispy fries all day, every day.
And all night until close.
With natural cut potatoes, sea salted to perfection.
Show me that potato skin.
Wendy's hot and crispy aren't like other fries. We're your dream fry. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's hot and crispy fries.
Guaranteed to be hot and crispy. If yours aren't, bring them back and we'll replace them.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at babbel.com/TNC.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, you're starting to speak another language.
Babbel's lessons are voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no better way than
Babbel.
Text radio to 64,000 to try Babbel for free. Text radio to 64,000.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. O'Reilly Auto Parts provides more than just the right parts for your repair. Our professional parts people can also offer free check engine light diagnosis. We can scan your vehicle and provide a list of possible fixes. Find the right parts for you or recommend a great local repair shop. Don't ignore your check engine light. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Ray Maliozzi here for eBay Motors.
So you have to drive 300 miles to your cousin's wedding. Okay, so it's his fourth. But you know what they say, fourth time's the charm. Well, here's the problem. Your tires are as bald as I am. But lucky for you, eBay Motors has tires for just about every make and model. Plus wheels, lug nuts, jack stands, and more. 122 million parts. Do they have tissues? Oh, good, because I'm definitely a crier. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's run.
This week, Staples has deals so good, you're going to want to sit down. Are you sitting? I'll wait. Great. Right now, during Staples Sit-A-Thon, select chairs are more than 50% off. Like the leather Vortex gaming chair, now just $119.99 at Staples. You save $140. Plus, an 80-count of Lysol disinfecting wipes is only $1.99. So take a seat or two right now at Staples, the working, learning, and saving store. Offers end 2/11. Share offer valid in-store and online. Lysol in-store only while supplies last.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike feels like he's capable of a little more than just trips to the convenience store.
Oh, also, he wants to let you know that you can buy a gallon of ice cream instead of a pint every time. Those are his words.
So he said roughly like, blink the last wheel. It doesn't really translate, but the way he said it was super funny.
Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits, and they require comprehensive coverage.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
After the hour now, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jay Kirschner as we move through the day. Time for us as we do it at this point in this hour every day. Farm, food, and family news. You'll be happy to know, Jay, that today is the history of Fettuccine Alfredo Day. It is good, isn't it? The dish is traced back to the 15th century. The records from the Italians, some of the big cooks at the time, Martino da Como. He cooked pasta with butter and cheese, was known as macaroni romaneschi. If that's pronounced, who knows if I'm pronouncing
that
it right.
That sounds about right. Or otherwise known as Roman pasta.
Yeah, right. So but apparently the true inventor of fettuccine, Alfredo, is the guy named Alfredo, which kind of makes some sense, does it not? This guy, Alfredo Delelio, an Italian restaurateur, trying to entice his wife to eat after giving birth to their first child. So he created a recipe that included a blend of noodles and cheese and butter. And that texture, which fettuccine Alfredo is all about, became easy for his wife to swallow, and so became the go-to meal for his wife. It turned out so well that he added it to the menu in his mother's restaurant. The mother's name was Rosa, so... And what's mm-hmm. that?
Getting those nutrients, getting that fat that she needs, and
right.
That's such a good idea that he did this. And I hate his wife had to go through it, but also thankful because now we have fettuccine Alfredo.
Yep.
And that's one of those pasta dishes where you can do so many different things. You can just have the Alfredo sauce and the fettuccine. You can add some balsamic drizzle to it. You can throw in chicken, or you can throw in shrimp. You can throw in spinach.
It's so versatile. I like spinach, and I like a little shrimp in it from time to time. Pretty good. All right, recall of the daytime. Trader Joe's has got a problem. I'm surprised. They're selling those dark chocolates that tested high in lead a month or two ago. They talk about how wonderful their specialty products are. And they say, quote, to earn a spot on our shelves, every product is submitted to a rigorous tasting panel process in which every aspect of quality is investigated. Well, I don't know about you, but when I see the story behind the story with the dark chocolates testing high in lead, you know, you see they have, I go through the Trader Joe's and they have a whole shelf with dark chocolate and milk chocolate.
You think you're getting good quality stuff if you were buying it at Trader Joe's, here to come to find that it's testing high for lead. They know this. It's been out there and they still have it on their shelves.
So maybe what you do
is... Why is lead in any food?
No, shouldn't be in anything. Never mind food. Anything. Shouldn't be in anything. So there has been a suit against a couple of federal action, class action lawsuits against them. But I don't get... This is... Trader Joe's is now controlled by an English company. Original Trader Joe's long gone. I think 25 years ago.
Don't they have stricter rules on a lot of this stuff in England?
Yeah, I would think that they would be.
That's even more shocking that they're getting away with this.
Yeah, right. One of the ads for it says, I saw a sign in my local Trader Joe's store that said, perfect in homemade brownies, talking about this dark chocolate. Three packs, you buy them together, blah, blah. Well, I don't want to sell them. I want them to take them off the shelves. And I'm kind of disappointed in them, really, because I'd like to think that Trader Joe's is better than that. But apparently they've gotten so big, they're getting just like all the other big grocery store chains or big drug companies or big anything and everything. They're too big to respond. They have not responded to several news media requests for commentary. So anyway, if you're buying things in, you know, there are other kinds of dark chocolate. You can buy the Lindt chocolate, right? That's a pretty good brand, L-I-N-D-T. I think that's okay. And over to Whole Foods, they have their own, I think they have their own brand of dark chocolate. But at any rate, stay away from dark chocolate at Trader Joe's. All right, let's see what we have here from this fellow who is 72 years old. He got trapped in a cell for 3 days without any food. This person was cleaning, 72-year-old janitor, spent 3 nights trapped in a Florida jail with no food. And he has diabetes. Wow, this is something else to talk about food. He was,
the cell door closed right behind her, and nobody was there until the following Monday morning.
And is she okay?
Fortunately, okay. It's like a miracle. But to be in that length of time, no food, no drink, no insulin shots, none of her medication.
Well, if she'd have had some Trader Joe's dark chocolate, she'd been better off to eat it than not. That would be the only circumstance. Yeah, right, exactly. All right, you're listening to the Farm Food and Family portion. I was about to make another alliteration there. Doug Steffen and Jay Kirshner, 59 after the hour on Good Day.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself.
see all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.